The march began at the downtown Madison Firehouse, led by the Firefighters Union Bagpipers, and ended up at the M&I Bank, across the street from the Capitol, where police forcefully removed about a dozen protesters from the bank's entrance when they tried to enter the building. Protesters accused the bank of failing to repay the federal bank bailout funds it received. But Madison resident Samantha Jordan, a spokeswoman for the group The People's Rights Campaign, says the bank was also targeted for its large contributions to Governor Walker's election campaign.
They're a target institution because there's a double whammy, that you've got big banks taking our dollars and then not being returned back to us, and then also, to top it off, are supporting politicians to carry out their agenda.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the Capitol, another group of protesters has set up tents and information booths they're calling Walkerville. Janine Lovelace Mitchell is a member of the union representing child care workers. She says too many lawmakers and many citizens don't realize how the proposed cuts to child care subsidies will impact poor families.
Yes, the budget repair bill didn't go through, but all of that is going to be pushed into the budget. You need to keep contacting your legislators. This fight is not over. We need to continue to make sure our voice is heard.
Rallies, workshops, and marches are planned each day over the next 3 weeks until the legislature votes on the budget. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.